Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's talk about Cam Newton and his outfit that he wore last night.
Oh, my gosh.
After the game. The game was bad enough, and I feel bad for this guy because he was on the precipice. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Right before 15-1, remember, Chris? Super Bowl.
The MVP.
MVP. He was MVP of the league. I thought they were going to blow out Denver. I was like, wow, this is going to be Cam's coming of age. And you want to talk about falling off the cliff since then. It has been bad, but let's talk about that.
Yeah, Rob, look, last night, he was the story. 25 for 51. I mean, that is not even 50%, obviously. Nobody's a math idiot here. In today's NFL, you know, there was a time, Rob, and you know it, when a quarterback would complete 50% of his passes. 53%, you know, for seasons.
Right.
Right? And that's how it was. They didn't throw these little rinky-dink four-yard passes.
No, everything was exact.
Right, it was down the field.
It wasn't dinking and dunking.
Right. But in today's day and age, when you don't complete 50% of your passes, that is horrendous. He was missing guys high. He was missing guys low. He was missing guys long. He was missing guys short. I mean, he threw for 333 yards. But bad game, and obviously at the end of the game, they are down on what? About the two-yard line, half a yard to go, half a yard to get the first down. They're going for the touchdown. They're down by 6 points. And instead of running your, 6'5", 6'6", 260-pound quarterback up the gut, they go to Christian McCaffrey outside.
Which makes no sense.
Running east and west.
And the other thing is.
And he didn't make it.
You didn't make it. Because you're asking him to get more than that when you take the ball from center, right? You're going backwards. So that doesn't make any sense. I never understood that, to go backwards.
No. But that is a sign that Cam, not to mention the 25 and 51, he's not what he used to be, Rob. And here's my theory. Look. He's beat up. He is beat up. His body, he may be healthy, and he may not be, but I mean, he may be passing all the physicals, and his ankle is fine, his shoulder's fine, all that. But he has just taken so many hits that he is not physically, he is not 80%, or he may be 80% of what he used to be. That's what it boils down to, Rob. Check this out. And this is something for all of those Cliff Kingsbury and John Harbaugh who said recently this week that Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray could be the future of the NFL. Hold your horses. Because running quarterbacks do not last. That's the problem. And Cam Newton is twice as big as both of those guys. He is beat up. He's 250 pounds, and he's broken down. Rob, and I'm going to give you some great – Cam Newton's played 8 seasons coming into this year, right?
Yep.
In 7 of them, he has carried the ball more than 100 times as a rusher. The season he didn't, he ran 90 times. Now, that might not mean a lot to the listeners, but let me give you some context. Randall Cunningham, would he qualify as a running quarterback?
Yep. Randall used to run.
Right. He played 15 years.
Wow. I didn't realize he made it that long. Wow.
Yep. He played 15 years, ran the ball 100 times or more in 2 of his 15 seasons. Donovan McNabb, running quarterback, right?
Yep.
Right. Never ran the ball as many as 90 times in a season. His highest was 86. Michael Vick, we know he was a running quarterback. Only 5 seasons in his career did he run it 100 times or more. Folks, that is the issue. Cam Newton is broken down. Now, he still may be able to play like Dwight Howard. I'm not saying he's that far gone, but Dwight Howard, when he got to the Lakers, his back was bothering him. He goes to Houston, still got back issues. You know, then he's been all over the place. He can still play. He's healthy, but his body's broken down.
Right.
And that's the issue, I think, Rob, with Cam.
Yeah, it is very hard to watch because we saw last year, if you remember the last game he played, he could barely throw the football. Remember, he was messed up?
Yeah.
It's the
shoulder.
Last year,
the shoulder. Right,
but I'm just saying how bad it was. He could barely throw the ball. And then to see how far he's fallen since that 15-1 season and how great he played, I remember, was just magical. I thought, wow, what a magical season. MVP, 15-1. And then they're going to blow out the Broncos, right, who offensively didn't have much.
Right.
But the defense showed up, and you remember Cam was – remember the one where he didn't go for the loose football where the game was still in the mix, and the ball falls down in front of
right.
him, and he basically doesn't go for
he
it.
He made a business decision.
Yes, like he don't want to get pounded on and basically gave up on that play. So to see him where he is now is to me – almost devastating to see that.
Really?
I'm not there. I thought he had something special going. I'm going off to 15-1, where he had worked his way to that point. Chris, if you remember, what did he have? I don't know, 40 touchdowns, and I mean, he had.
No, you're over. Look, he was. I don't want to belittle what he did. He was great. Okay, but I'm
what
looking
did he
at
have
the numbers
that year?
Right
okay,
now. I'm gonna
you?
Give you the numbers. 2015, great individual season. Didn't even complete 60% of his passes, 59.8%. Didn't even throw for 4,000 yards.
What did he have?
3,837 yards.
And how many touchdowns?
35 touchdowns.
How many picks?
10 interceptions.
Okay. I remember it being bigger
than
that.
So I'm not saying it wasn't a great year.
No, he was MVP.
But,
I mean,
right.
so you can't
but
say
a lot
it
of it
right.
was his running as well. And it was like we were looking. I mean, I don't remember if anybody said, oh, this is the new. They probably didn't say this is the new quarterback, this is what the quarterback of the future is going to look like, because Cam is so big and you didn't expect we're going to have guys his size that are running like that.
Okay, you know what the other one is? Yeah. Why I thought that? Because of the 10 rushing touchdowns. So that would give him 45 touchdowns.
Right. It was a combination.
Do you know what I mean? Right. I just knew.
Running and passing.
I knew it was bigger than that. I was saying 35, man. I remember a lot of touchdowns, but
right.
But I definitely forgot about the 10 rushing.
But right, it's not a mystery to me. And nobody can really convince me otherwise unless he becomes the old Cam Newton again. But I think he's just broken down. You just can only take so many hits. You and I, both, Rob, we've been on the sidelines.
No,
we've
I
seen
know.
How violent
hey,
this game is.
I told
up close.
You, I worked the sticks in college.
Right.
That was enough.
That was college.
And that was college.
And that was at Southern Connecticut Tech.
Southern Connecticut State.
Oh, my bad.
And it was Division II. But I'm just saying, what I used to see on the sidelines in there, I could imagine in the NFL level.
Right. So running the ball has hurt it. And again, all you out there, oh, Lamar Jackson. And I like Lamar. He's looking great. I would love for him to have a 15-year career playing like, you know, he can play. Kyler Murray, same thing. I'd love for them to, you know, be a new a paradigm for the QB. And they are shiftier than Cam Newton, without question. But, come on. You're not going to be able to run that much in the NFL and remain upright. He's not quite Andrew Luck, Rob, but he's darn close.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Rob. It seemed like, 4 or 5 days straight we led with Antonio Brown. Thankfully, we've been able to talk about some other things, but it came out today that he will not be on the commissioner's exempt list, and I know that's something you advocated for or, you know, thought was the right call. I agree. You know, I thought that they had set a precedent before with Michael Vick and Jonathan Vilma, the dogs with Vick, the bounty gate with Vilma, where they could have put him on the exempt list. But I'm fine with it, with not putting him on there, because at this point, it's a civil case, we know, but it's also a he said, she said, And they got to get to the bottom of this, and you shouldn't presume he's guilty before you know the facts.
Absolutely. That's all. I'm not picking sides. I'm not saying who's right, who's wrong, Chris, who's lying, who's telling the truth. I just think this is the right. The league has had a lot of problems with doling out punishments, right? Just so many mistakes.
Yep.
This is the right way to do it. If this was criminal, Chris, I'd have no problem being on the exempt list. None. You wouldn't hear me belly aching and screaming. It's not. It's a civil case.
Right.
They haven't even talked to her yet. You know? She's about to get married or something. She's going to talk to the NFL in a couple of weeks. He's supposed to sit on the sidelines.
A couple of weeks? I thought it was next week.
I thought your marriage. She getting married this weekend? Okay,
yes,
so this
I
weekend.
Think so, yeah.
Which is odd.
It really is.
I mean,
to have to go in and talk about that after, you know, right after you get married is strange. But
it really is.
It's not true or whatever.
Right. It doesn't mean that. It just seems weird. The whole timing of everything seems weird. But I think the NFL got it right. Let the guy play. And then if you find out different or your investigation says something else, Chris, then you act accordingly.
If they find out this is true, I'm sure he'll be off the Patriots. He might be out of the league if they find out this is true.
Yeah, and I hope that if it's not true and they find out that maybe she's not telling the whole truth, that they do something to her as well.
I hope the truth comes out.
Because we've seen this.
Justice is served.
Yeah, because this is nothing to play around. This is the part that bothers me. When this stuff happens, it makes other women apprehensive. Do you know what I mean about these situations, Chris?
Right.
They're not going to believe me. I'm going to be dragged through the mud. You know what I mean? And if something happens, women have to speak up and fight for their rights. I'm 100% behind that.
Absolutely.
But you can't make stuff up. That I will not.
Because a lot of this stuff, even if he's cleared, a lot of people will still believe it's true.
And that's not fair. That's not fair.
And whether he, you know, how you feel about his character, you know, you might not think he's the best guy in the world. But if he didn't do something like
this is heinous.
It shouldn't stick to him.
Right.
Something like that shouldn't stick to him. So now Bill Belichick, you know, the Patriots have all along been like, look, we're going to let the NFL decide it. And until they put him on the exempt list, we're going to have him and get him ready to play. Here's what Belichick said about his status for Sunday. We'll do what's best for the team. Long way to go, obviously. Not familiar with our offense. The systems he's been in have been quite different. He's working hard to pick it up, and we're working hard to get it to him. What do you expect? Let's presume he plays and plays a decent amount. What do you expect to see from AB?
Not that much. I think they'll play him. He'll get us some catches. I'm not expecting. I would be surprised if he turned in and got 85 or 90 yards and a touchdown. I would be. That right away. And it would be something if Brady were able to, you know, get him in and acclimated and have him perform like that, considering he hasn't played in a while.
I'll tell you this, and you're probably right. It may take a few weeks, but if he's able to play throughout this season, I mean, that is a dynamic combination, Rob. And the fact that you also have, you know, hopefully for the entire season, for Patriots fans, for all NFL fans, Josh Gordon also there. Julian Edelman is, you know, a top slot receiver. I mean, if those guys are available the entire year, Rob, that's dynamic.
No, it's dynamic. It would be. That's why I already said It would set the Patriots up big time. There's no doubt about it.
And we talk about the great 2007 season with Randy Moss, but there was no Josh Gordon on the other side. You know what I mean? Like, so this could be, you know, you're not going to be able to pay as much attention to Brown as you were able to Moss because you just didn't have, you know, a Josh Gordon to worry about. And so if they're all there all year, it is going to be incredible for the Patriots, I believe.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Interesting side story to this. Odell Beckham Jr. has gone after Greg Williams. He's Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator for the Jets. used to be the Browns' defensive coordinator. And
people thought he was going to get the job.
Well, he obviously that win, those wins they got at the end of the season came under him.
Right,
he was the interim head coach. And but Odell Beckham Jr. says he's a dirty coach and he teaches dirty football. And here's Odell talking about it.
I had people who were here when he was here telling us, you know, if you get a chance, take a shot at him. If you can, you know, hurt him. I guarantee he's going to leave the game hurt. It's fine. It's football in a sense. You know, we're all men out there, so there's no need for doing any of that kind of stuff. You know, I understand the helmet to helmet and player safety and all those things, but you can still make better hits. But now we're diving at people's knees and you're seeing people with knee injuries, and I would much rather be hit up top. As a man to another man, then somebody diving at your legs and your ankles and stuff like that. And it's just going to lead to more leg injuries.
Greg Williams, of course, denied it and even took a shot at Odell in the process. Here's what he said.
Odell who?
Oh, my.
That was a joke. That was Jerry.
Wow.
We don't do that. I've never done that anywhere I've been. We don't do anything to hurt the team. It's the number one primary thing. If you're committing penalties, you're doing those type of stuff. We just don't do it. You know, and you guys are cooperating, giving him attention. Just don't give him attention.
Wow.
And Jonathan Vilma, now an ESPN analyst, obviously played for Greg Williams in New Orleans. And here's what Vilma said about it. There's no truth to it, meaning he doesn't. There's no truth to Greg Williams being a dirty coach and teaching cheap shots. He said there's no truth to it. I was with Greg Williams for 3 years. He was one of the best defensive coordinators I had. He teaches physicality. He teaches aggression.
What was he with him when he was suspended for Bounty Gate, Rodney, right? Greg Williams?
Vilma missed a year.
No, I know, but I'm and Greg Williams was out of the league.
I'm with you. I mean, don't act like
that guy didn't get suspended from the league for Bounty Gate.
I'm totally
which was about trying to hurt people, get them knocked out of the game, Chris. That's what the league. That's why they came down hard. That's why Sean Payton, right? Missed a full year. They warned them before, and they told them with a memo about what was going on there, and they continued it. That's why Greg Williams was out of the league. That's why Peyton was suspended for a year. Don't act like it didn't happen now.
I'm totally with you. Like I'm back for Vilma and Greg Williams to act like this is just completely off the wall. This is like Greg Hardy being like, what?
Right.
I never hit a woman.
Exactly.
I mean, what? I'm sorry. What are you talking? I don't know if OBJ is telling the truth. Well, let me say this about OBJ. OBJ said he's got people in the locker room who played for Greg Williams.
And Greg was there just last year.
Yes. Who told him they were going after you. Jonathan Vilma missed a whole year of football because of Bounty Gate.
They brought him back early.
I think he played a game.
They did bring him back, right. I don't remember, but
Here's a quote. Remember, they had audio of Greg Williams before the Saints playoff game against San Francisco in 2017. I'm sorry, 2012. Here's what he said. I'm going to read this in its entirety, Rob. This is unbelievable. It's profanity laced, so obviously I'll leave that out.
Right, please. This is a family show.
Right. Kill the head and the body will die. We've got to do everything in the world to make sure we kill Frank Gore's head. We want him running sideways. We want his head sideways. We hit expletive Smith right there. He pointed to his chin. Remember me. I've got the first one. I've got the first one. They said he rubbed his fingers like talking about cash. Go lay that expletive out. Every single one of you, before you get off the pile, affect the head. That's dirty. The other stuff, you could try to put it in a football context and say, well, you know, look, it's violent. I mean, hey, go kill him. Go take, you know what I mean? Go crush him. You could read it that way. But every single one of you, before you get off the pile, affect the head? No, that's dirty. You're saying the play is dead.
Right.
Guys are laying on the ground. Push down on his head. There's more. This is the worst part. We need to decide whether Crabtree, Michael Crabtree, wants to be a fake expletive prima donna or he wants to be a tough guy. We need to find that out. He becomes human when we expletive take out that outside ACL.
What more do you need? That's why he was suspended by the league.
Thank you.
Stop. You're Thank talking you. About hurting somebody. You're not talking about making a hard tackle, Chris,
right.
or stopping a guy. Take out his ACL.
Think about that. That's terrible. You can end in a guy's career. I mean, and for Williams, now look, I think Williams, he's a good coach. The Browns may have been better off keeping him as the head coach. We'll see about that as Freddie Kitchens goes on. But this is terrible, man. And to act like Odell Beckham Jr. is just crazy, out of his mind, making junk up, it's just wrong. You've been proven to be a guy that teaches dirty football. Period.
So don't act all brand new.
Right.
And act all innocent. You have a checkered past, and it's documented, well documented.